How are you? What's going on?
Yeah, doing great. Where am I today? I'm in Winnipeg.
Does it get tough to kind of keep track of where you are when you're out on the road?
Not too bad. It can be. You wake up in the morning a little cloudy. It might take you a few minutes to figure out where you are, but yeah, we generally have an idea. I mean, we map out like when family's going to come visit and stuff, so we generally pay attention.
So you don't need anybody putting like in big masking tape on the stage there that, hello, Langley, or anything
still
like
happens.
That.
Still happens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You never be too safe about that one.
Trick of the trade that you just have to roll with, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get to the tough question right away, because inquiring minds always want to know, because we were actually fighting about it this morning in our music meeting.
Okay.
Default or default?
Honestly, we remember back in the day trying to correct somebody on that one, and then I busted myself saying both ways. So whichever way you prefer, it doesn't matter to me.
Just as long as you love the music all the same.
Exactly.
Was it tough to want to come back to rock after your success with your country endeavor?
You know, I always said that it would be a real shame if I never got to sing these songs with these guys again. So it really just came down to the opportunity just showing itself. STP and see their tour was coming up, and they asked us to join it. So it's not one to turn down. And it just seemed I had to fall free with what I'm doing, move some things around to make it happen. But certainly glad I did. And you know, I spent more time with the guys in the last 2 months than I have in the last 10 years. We've had a lot of laughs, and it's been fun. Like I said, fun playing these songs again.
Is it going to parlay into new music?
Not anytime soon. No, I'm busy working on my own record right now. That'll be out in the spring. But right now, we're going to re-record some of the old songs and keep working at that, maybe do some cover stuff. And just got to sort of build up that catalog again, and then who knows what we'll see in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough to walk away with the success that you are having in your solo endeavor when you see something.
Yeah, walking away, right? It's just, I'm just hitting pause button right now. Yeah, it's still recording. It's still stuff at radio, at country for me, and just doing this on the side.
Yeah, I mean, sharing the stage with Bob Seger, what did you take away from that?
And it's always the little dog syndrome thing, man. It's always the guys that think they should act a certain way to be, you know, to be taken seriously. They're always the loudest and, you know, it's annoying. And then you get guys like Bob Seger who've been around, the old dog, right? They've been around forever, and they don't have to have a loud bark. They're just awesome, and they're great people, and they're down to earth. I remember sitting down with him in catering, just him and I, and just talked about everything except music and different cities we enjoyed, and real down to earth guys. So when you tour with guys like that, and I'm sure with Keith Urban, and you know, a bunch of great acts in my career, it's always the guys who are established who are always the greatest. They're always the nicest guys and girls. And it's always the, like I said, man, it's a little dog syndrome. It's the guys, I think, they can come in there and got to act a certain way and ends up blowing up in their face, and people remember them for the wrong reason, you know? So Bob Seger was a great dude.
So it's just, is it just like riding a bike now that you're back on stage with Default playing these songs? Do you find that you're still getting a lot of the same emotion from these songs when you first put them together?
It is kind of like riding a bike, but also like I've been doing something else too, where it's a little, I've challenged myself as a singer to be a bit more emotive and have more than one gear, which I look, when I look back at the Default stuff, it's kind of, you know, I had like one or two maybe, but, you know, I'm trying to apply a lot of the emoting and trying to be more emotion to the songs, than ever before.
What was it like, when you first, struck out on your own with your solo career, where there are a lot of people that were shocked that you actually left Default? Because I got to tell you, when we announced the show, initially it hadn't really been stated whether you were with the band or not. And away we were getting hammered with, well, he better be coming, because if he's not coming, it's not this. And I mean, man, the passion from some of the fans, man. And we were like, whoa, slow down, take a breath.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. No, it's when I first ventured out, it was a lot of people that I recognized from my rock career, holding up like my first solo record, saying that they had bought and enjoyed it and stuff. So I think I brought a bunch over, and it's a general excitement about us coming out again, which is pretty crazy. It's been a good 10 years since we've toured last, and you know, to think that fans are out there and still that excited to see us is it's a pretty amazing feeling.
What do you think, and how does it make you feel? And I mean, not targeting specific artists, but when artists say things like, "Oh, rock is dead and it's dying," that sort of thing. Like, what comes to mind for you when you hear people make statements like that?
You really want to hear my opinion on that one?
Absolutely, man.
Honestly, man, when I'm out playing the country festivals, there's a lot of a young generation of crowd that is excited to see live music again, and that really wasn't the case late 2000s with what my band was doing at the festivals we were playing. Live music across the board was just kind of dying. Kids found something else to do, but when we're playing these festivals now, it's I'm seeing that same type of crowd, just a generation later. And everything is cyclical, man. I mean, guitar-driven music will always live somewhere. And hopefully it could become something that's a little bit more mainstream again. And have a lot more bands that are playing rock music and coming up with some really new, amazing, cool stuff. Yeah. So it'll come around for sure.
Well, I know personally, looking forward to the show. When they announced that lineup, I was like, there's no way they're coming here. We don't get an artist list like that. We don't get a concert with those three major names. It's just like an anomaly for us.
You're getting it. So there you go.
And I know that fans are certainly stoked for it. So we're looking forward to the show. Keep doing what you're doing, man. No matter what kind of genre it is, because like you said, as long as you're out there creating, it's a lot better than tearing something down or destroying something. So keep up the good work.
I appreciate that, dude. Thank you very much, man.